This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Is there any doubt that is the greatest bowling moment in the history of bowling, Dave Harrigan? That's Pete Weber 13 years ago with really one of the greatest quotes ever. Who do you think you are? I am.
Let's get the whole thing here.
A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That is why I did it! That's another five! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
We've never had a better statement, quote, soliloquy, bold proclamation in the history of planet Earth than that from Pete Weber. Are you with me?
I am with you. I was going to fight, but I can't fight. You can't fight that. It's the greatest moment in bowling history. You're exactly right. And there's none that even come close to rivaling it.
Oh, it's so good. 13 years ago, Pete Weber. What would 651-461-9226, what would be the next greatest bowling moment? What would be the next greatest bowling? A kingpin?
I would say Ernie McCracken winning the Las Vegas Invitational.
Yeah, kingpin. Not for the faint of language and some words I am not a fan of. But are there other parts of the movie I thought were hysterical? Yes, sir.
Bill Murray has never been funnier than as Ernie McCracken and Woody Harrelson playing opposite him. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. They're so, so good together. I don't know what three is. I really don't. Maybe the fact that I took a bowling class at ASU and finished second.
That could be, yeah. What happened? Why not first? What went on?
Of all the losers, I was first.
Just couldn't pull out that final strike you needed in the 10th? What was going on?
No, I was second decisively. I think it was like around a 150 to 160 average.
Okay, that's all right.
The other guy was like 200.
What's he doing?
That was like 35 credits at ASU, you know? So
as all your biology credits.
Yeah. Exactly. No, that was a one credit. Okay, here's another one. Let's keep going with random. It's random topic. What was the most bizarre class that you ended up taking at your college? 651-461-9226. Bowling, right up there. And let's be honest, you got a couple, right? Not just that.
Oh, sure.
I had also Jazz in America.
Oh.
Jazz in America, which was interesting. I really enjoyed it. And also, I forget the sub place in Tempe where on Thursdays there was Wednesday or Thursday, I forget now. they would have different jazz bands play, and you would get credit when you would go there. So you'd have a nice sub, lemonade, adult beverage, whatever you want, and you listen to some pretty good jazz.
Was it like a Blimpie? Quiznos?
No, it was like a local. It wasn't like, you know, a Jersey Mike's.
Subway?
Okay. 651-461-9226. Third random topic. If you can go to a sub place, any sub place on the planet, if you want to go a local one, if you want to go a national one, where do you got? Because nationally, it's Jersey Mike's. Come on, Jersey Mike's. I'm hoping to see Danny DeVito sometime. But the Philly cheese, now I'm not saying it's as great as like an authentic Philly cheese, but it's pretty amazing, right?
It's very good. They've got the Chipotle version too, the Chipotle Philly cheese. Very solid.
Random topic number four. I had a different topic to start the show, but let's just do this. We'll get to the Friends topic at 2:35. Did the biggest miracle for the entire year happen late yesterday, early today? Is it possible the most stunning miracle for the entire year happened? I'll lay it out. We got a chance to get Chris Finch on, the Wolves head coach. And I'm thinking maybe before they start practice, after practice. Well, it turns out they like to podcast the show because they had a coaches meeting starting right at noon our time. They're in L.A. Again, Minnesotans who linger in California, especially Southern California, weak. That's what I say. I mean, Palm Desert, that's separate. But so coaches meeting at noon, then practice. We can't do it. I call you. First of all, you send me right to voicemail.
It's in the middle.
Because you've already dealt with me like seven times.
I was in the middle of a game with my youngest while the oldest was having dance practice, Chad. It was the memory game, man, matching game. I was getting destroyed. I needed to focus.
Let's be clear. Higher priority. Come on. The memory game. I could have given you some clues maybe. And I say to you, because yes, I'm out here. I'm not in the studio. Can we record an interview on the Comrex? Like pretty much every other radio station on planet Earth, okay? You don't even waver. No, I mean, there's no level of optimism from you at all. No. Correct? That's what you said. No.
That's right.
We cannot. And then who was the ray of sunshine? Who was the person who said, "We're the little engine that could," and suggested ideas, including inner radio talk, clean feed. And you then went, you would have been Mr. No. You had been no chance. And then me, the person who finds a ray of sunshine anywhere, who is a borderline technical savant, said clean feed. And even you were kind of rocked back in your chair and went, I wonder if we could do that. Then I called Brain Wizard Brad Lane. And he gave it a couple hmms. And what happened today after about 35 to 40 minutes of experimenting? What happened today, Dave Harrigan?
An interview was recorded, completed with Chris Finch and Chad Hartman using clean feed technology. Let me clarify, however, as you stated
Excuse
in
me?
Your preamble, you first asked, could we record the interview using the Comrex? Did we record the interview using the Comrex?
Okay, seriously. Okay, get out of here.
Did we or did we not?
No,
we did not. I'll answer it for you.
No, we did not. But you went, no, we're done. Let's move on. Let me get back to Kira kicking my butt right now.
Well, no, it was Molly kicking my butt. The youngest kicking, the 4-year-old was kicking my butt in the memory game.
4-year-old kicking your butt.
Destroying me.
In memory game.
Wasn't even close.
I mean, proud of Molly, embarrassed for you. Got to be honest. Who came up with the technical idea to make this work? Our engineer, Brad Lane? You or me, the guy who's proud of myself when I change a light bulb.
You are the Elon Musk of WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
You have an idea like, hey, let's go to the Mars. Let's go to Mars. What do you say, fellas? Now make this work for me. And so the grunts actually do the work, and then everyone calls you the genius. I get it. That's fine.
Thank you.
That's just fine.
Listen. Yeah, I know it hasn't been a good good month on the market for Elon, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you're deep MAGA, just like him.
I'm wearing my Trump was right all along hat. I mean, random topic number five. Has any president ever talked to the media more? I mean, I know we're still stigmatized by Joe never talking to the media. But Donnie talked to the media in the Oval Office yesterday for an hour. Then he's got his cabinet meeting today. Goes to Elon first. I do the interview. I take the shower. I'm doing prep in the room. I come back. He's still taking questions from the media. I mean, accurate answers optional, but he likes to answer questions.
He likes to see himself in the news is what he likes.
He does. And then random topic number seven.
Seven? Is this seven or just six?
I think it might be six. Has any radio sidekick ever laughed as much as Howard Lutnick laughs when he's around Donald Trump? What it is, let's call him Howie. If you know a guy named Howard, is he automatically Howie? That's random topic number seven. If you know a guy named Howard and you're good buddies, is he automatically Howie?
No.
Howard Cosell. Was he ever Howie?
I don't think he was.
Other famous Howards. Random topic number eight. Howard Baldwin comes to mind. Desmond Howard comes to mind.
Howard Viking.
Howard Viking right there.
Yeah.
Have you caught Lutnick? I mean, Lutnick, anything Trump says. I mean, honestly, it's just tremendous. Random topic number nine, you're a loyal listener to Twin Cities Radio. All-time great fake laugher. I mean, you're kind of a radio historian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the main host or hosts, and then it's the person in the background laughing. You know who's underrated in that? Steve Inc. Underrated laughing for the Daver.
Okay.
And Dave's funny. Right? That's when, among the dumbest CCO, random topic number 10, dumbest CCO policies of all time, when the producers and sidekicks couldn't talk. So if you listen to Dave, and Dave had a phenomenal run at the station, you just hear you'd hear the inkster in the background. Couldn't turn the mic on, but you exactly, that's what you would hear. You nailed it. Did we provide the audience with enough random topics to start the show?
I think you got to a dozen, right? Baker's dozen, maybe.
Random topic number 11. Is anybody more proud of their own signature than Donald Trump? I mean, he loves to show that giant signature, doesn't he?
That's very true. I mean, he took a cue from the Declaration of Independence is what he did.
Yeah, well, wouldn't surprise me if later this month he takes credit.
Maybe he'll find the document and sign it himself.
Exactly. random topic number 12. We may have been drunk years ago at my father's house when he had a number of Vikings footballs and signed them. So it'd be like Fran Tarkin and Bobby Bryant, Chuck Foreman, Chad Hartman, Carl Eller, Alan Page, David Nolan. And then early on when I'm dating Kathleen, I said, this is kind of one of our bits. And so Kathleen starts signing it like Donald Trump with the giant signature.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. So we left it up there, and then random topic number 13. My father thought all the crap he had was valuable. Everything was valuable. Like, he thought media guides from the 1997 American League baseball season were worth like $10,000 apiece, you know? And It's also my father says, I've boxed up those Vikings footballs and I'm going to sell them. We had to comb the house finding those footballs, the ones, the one Kathleen said. We left the other one, so someone probably bought a Vikings football somewhere where I'm listed as a Viking.
Counts.
It counts. I'm on there.
Yeah, you're on the football. Counts. It means you're on the squad.
I mean, so something. Random topic number 13. Am I ever going to take a break? Let's take a break right now. React. We gave you 13 topics. Text away on the Chad Hartman talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this somehow tied to Pete Weber?
How could it not be when you're celebrating the greatest moment? You know, you said greatest moment in bowling history. It might be in the mix for greatest moment in sports history.
Well, how about life?
Yeah, life history. There you go.
How about life? You know? I mean, come on.
Yes, all so songs asking the same question Pete was answering, or excuse me, asking, until maybe we get to the end. Maybe the last song will be a little bit of a finale. Finale, if you will.
Who do you think you are? I am. I mean, Bill Shakespeare couldn't offer that up, could he?
Who if doust thou thinketh you are?
All right, we had how many random topics do we have? 13?
82.
82. Yes. Let's react to them on the Dave Harrigan talking text lines. Finest class. One of the topics was one of your bizarre classes in college, magic. Exam was a minimum 10-minute show. I can do a few card tricks, but could you pull off a magic show for 4 or 5 minutes, Dave?
Not a chance, no.
Suchi Boy has the best laugh. Texter says, yeah, but that's legit. Like, when Joe is laughing, there's no fakeness about it in any way, right?
It's his sidekick who's got the great fake laugh. It's Rook.
Oh, Rook's got a tremendous fake laugh.
Yes.
Yes. He knows it, too. Howie the Duck. We had a movie about that, right? Wasn't Howard the Duck, wasn't that a movie?
I believe it was.
God. Major. Greatest fake laugher. Again, 100% incorrect. When Major laughs, it's legit. Is there any chance, and you know what, Major would ever give anyone the fake laugh?
To you? Absolutely. I think he does it regularly.
Oh, stop.
I don't think he finds your bit very amusing at all, frankly.
Okay, here's another person who just... Okay, Chad, your signature on those footballs reduced the value. Really? I said, I text back, people are telling me the value skyrocketed.
People are saying,
that's what they're telling me.
It's in the trades.
More text. You're back early 90s. I went to a sports card show at the Thunderbird. Sold a baseball that was legitimately signed by Mickey Mantle and George Foster. Now, George wasn't in the Hall of Fame. George still isn't in the Hall of Fame, right? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
So the ball was considered less desirable. So I signed my name on the ball and sold it at the card show. I love it. I think that's great. Come on. Does Walls always show his signature? I think he does, doesn't he? Seems fair that Walls does. It's just not as giant as Donald's.
No. And it's give Don credit. It's a very pretty signature.
Yes.
I mean, it's flowery. There's a lot of loops and
very
swirls.
Yes. Pete Najarian. You think Pete's got a good fake laugh? I think Pete does.
Yes.
I think Pete can pull that.
Absolutely.
Ed McMahon. Well, the award's named after Ed McMahon. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's the Ed McMahon Award. Chad, this is the best you can do? Yeah. Tremendous. This is great. Jerusha, I don't really think. Do you think of Jerusha in a fake laugh? I mean, a little bit.
I think he gives it to you, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, I think it's the nice, it's the TV laugh.
Best CCO laugh, Vogel. Okay, when I think of Vogel in Twin Cities Radio, I think of the enormously talented Don Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
Am I forgetting Vogel? Who do we have?
I had a gym teacher named Vogel, but I don't think he worked here.
The Subhouse in Hudson, Wisconsin. I've been there. When I was a kid, my dad had a shop in Hastings. There was a little deli that sold subs called Four Seasons. I like it. I think this person is missing our point. I took History of Holocaust my senior year of college to finish a history card I needed. It was the most intense and eye-opening class. Yeah, that's not quite my jazz in America and bowling.
Similar weight.
That's a tremendously important class that we should take. Clark Submarine, bring it back, Chad. Best cherry malt. A cherry malt. Ugh, gross. Come on, you don't want a cherry malt, do you?
No, zero chance I'm having a cherry malt.
Hams in Minnetonka. Been there. It's very good. The dude saying, I don't remember. I spent most of my time bowling. Yeah, I mean, how could we forget Big Lebowski? Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be bowling number three.
I think so, with the Jesus on the lanes.
Ballroom dancing. Had a mini course Atlantis. Where is it? Bait casting with Whitey at Gustavus. Whitey, who lived right by my sister, great, great human being. All right, we have good stuff for you today, including let's react to the governor through his spokesman saying, I'm not running for the Senate seat. I am not doing it. We have plenty of other individuals who could. I'm out, so now do we all just assume, okay, that means he's running for re-election for the third time to be the governor of the state next year. Our friend and frequent guest of the show, Rochelle Olson, joins us in moments on CCO. Rochelle Olson has worn a number of hats at the Star Tribune. Now she's a columnist. She's offering up her opinions on a variety of topics, including today, but I wanted to circle back to her coverage of the governor of the state, which she has been a part of from the start, and the governor making news today in kind of a unique way. Rochelle joins the conversation on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Fabulous, thanks.
The spokesperson for the governor issues this statement, he referring to the governor. He loves his job as governor. And he's exploring the possibility of another term to continue his work to make Minnesota the best state in the country for kids. So instead of any more speculation on running for governor, running for Senate, that ends in a statement from the governor's office. What do you think about how this message was delivered, first of all?
Well, I mean, they deliver messages any which way they feel like. I mean, nobody, I think it's less strange than a couple weeks ago when Senator Smith announced that she wouldn't be running for re-election, and rather than actually make a statement, somebody close to the governor leaked his "I'm considering a run" to Politico, mm-hmm. a national outlet, yes. instead of perhaps conversing with the local media that covers him yes. for the voters of Minnesota. So kind of odd, sure, but maybe tell us whether you're going to run for governor while you're at it, a third term.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know, crazy concept, make this announcement, answer some questions from the local media. So I feel like you have a good pulse on the individual, the office, the vice presidential run, where you were right there day in and day out. Why do you think he looked around, took the temperature, and decided this is not the pond I'm jumping into?
Well, okay, I wasn't there day in and day out. I wasn't, like, with him the whole time.
I think you were there in the hotel rooms, too, like in the lobbies. You were everywhere. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with you were constantly there.
In spirit, sure. But
yes.
Well, I mean, I think it was always, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, I don't know that anybody seriously thought he was interested in running for the U.S. Senate. It's obviously, I mean, he is. Everybody who's in office wants to be a U.S. senator, more or less. I guess I'm exaggerating, but it's a sweet gig, right? It's a plum. Mm-hmm. It's a yep. major deal to be one of 100 U.S. senators, one or two from Minnesota. So you're crazy not to sort of think about it when the job opens. So I think
it's not hosting a noon to three show on CCO Radio. Let's not go that far.
Right. And the John Schuster, whatever, happy hour, whatever.
Cold Wall Banker Hotline, yeah.
Okay. I think there's always an element of you want your name to be in there. You want people to be talking about it. I mean, you saw that when she first announced. We heard from a lot of people saying they were getting a lot of encouragement to run, but how many of them will actually yes. run? And then in contrast, you saw Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, she was ready to go. She, you know, put out an announcement right away, and she's ever since then even been acting like a candidate. So, I mean, you want to be in the mix. You're a politician. You're elected statewide. You want people to keep your name top of mind. So I think that's a big part
Here's
of it. Ego.
Why, yeah, it's for sure ego. Here's why I thought it had some merit. It's tough to run for the same office three mm-hmm. times. And we know there has been some level of blowback, not just from Republicans, but from some of the folks in the middle on, did the trifecta in the previous term go too far? So could he say, okay, I'm going to switch over to this Senate seat, and I'm going to take away the Governor Walz fatigue, and I can go back to D.C. where he was in Congress before. It's not like he's never been to D.C. And then the question would have been, well, is he going to D.C. to be the moderate senator, like the moderate congressman he was, or is he still more of the further-leaning left governor that he has become the last few years?
Well, those are really good points. But I think one thing that people don't always think about is the governor's position. That's an executive position. You're one of yes. one. You're the governor. You come from Congress, and I think a lot of people who are in the House would tell you that's a really tough slog. That's a grind. You don't have, you know, how many years it takes, 40 years to get seniority there or something like that. It's just it's just crazy. There's so many of them, and it's hard to get anything done. The Senate, you can get more done, but you're also not one of one. You're not an executive. I mean, it's always, it's sort of a, it looks similar, but they're not necessarily the same job, and they're different skills. And but I do agree with what you said about the fatigue, and it's not just about Walz or whether people like him or don't. It is hard to run for, it is hard to get elected mm-hmm. to a third term yep. for anyone. And so
but I think
Rochelle, he has to be thinking about that.
Yeah, I think he is. But I think there are a lot of people listening right now, fair or not, who see this statement, read the story in your paper, the Star Tribune, and think, okay, this means it's an automatic, he's running for the governor's position for a third time. When you know people feel that way, as someone who has some good information, where do you think we're at in him deciding on that decision?
I would say he's getting closer. I mean, I guess I would say I would be surprised if he doesn't run for a third term at this point. I would be surprised if he doesn't. He's fundraising quite a bit. I mean, I got a fundraising notification today, and I do not give him money, but for whatever reason, I get these. And I know he's been holding in-person fundraisers since the turn of the year without, and a lot of them don't say, I'm running for governor, or I'm running for this, or I'm raising money for someone else. So he's definitely leaving his options open, but he's also definitely raising money. So I'd be, and I think he also, it's hard, and it's going to be hard for him, as we talked about, getting a third term. But I think he also wants to stay in office to keep a high public profile. You know, you can go on MSNBC or CNN or whatever as the governor of Minnesota. It's a little more cachet than the former governor who's doing I don't know what now, you know.
Yeah, that is 100%. Two last points with Rochelle Olson, who's tremendous at what she does at the Star Tribune. Another column that you can consume today, StarTribune.com. I also, I want you, after we're done with Rochelle, I want you to text in 651-461-9226. Your one word reaction to the news that Tim Walz is not running for the Senate seat. One word. Okay, let's go back to your column on Walz a couple weeks ago, where I can sum it up as this. Tim, put the loss behind you. Let's go. Jump back into this seat. It's important. You matter as governor. Get involved. Do you see any signs that he's more involved now than he was 2-3 weeks ago?
Not necessarily. Now, granted, I'm not with him 24/7, but I have continued to hear grousing from some quarters, especially in the legislature, both on both sides of the aisle, of people who want to engage with him or talk with him and haven't gotten anywhere on that regard. I'm sure they'll counter, oh, he talks to so-and-so, he's constantly meeting with so-and-so. But I definitely think, I mean, you're the governor. You have a unique ability to set the agenda and use the bully pulpit. And I'm not seeing a lot of enthusiasm from him for doing that. I mean, you live here too. Are you seeing it?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I thought he was much more visible other years. 100%.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I mean, and again, I compare it to previous governors. I mean, I was here for the last 2 years of Governor Arne Carlson's term, and I assure you, he was highly engaged.
Oh, yeah.
And reading every word of everything we ever wrote,
yes.
So he always knew what was going on. And I just don't have that sense, the same sense. And granted, people have different approaches to the office, but
Last thing, and this is a federal. The White House, what's the name of your dog, by the way?
Duke.
Duke, excellent. Solid.
Not for the school. I went to Kansas. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, you're used to Duke beating Kansas, so maybe that's why.
Nice.
The White House announced yesterday that going forward, they will pick out the reporters for the press pool, for the smaller press pool, not the White House Press Association, whether it's in the standard briefing or in the Oval Office or on Air Force One, the White House itself, the White House that's bragging about transparency and freedom of speech and First Amendment, they're now going to pick the individuals in the press who get to ask the president questions. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is horrifying. And I mean, everybody says it all the time now, but also Orwellian. I mean, they're part of the reason for this is because the Associated Press wouldn't go with their one-sided name change of the Gulf of Mexico. And I also worked for the Associated Press for 8 years. And I mean, people there take their journalism very seriously. It's absolutely horrifying because, as we know, you can anger a politician with a simple sentence. And once they're angry at you and they want to shut you out, I mean, my gosh, that's just goes against any notion of a free press. It's absolutely 100%. Terrifying.
Could not
and
agree
it's not
with you
gonna,
more.
They're not going to dial it back. I suspect it's just they're going to clamp down more, make it harder to get access.
And it's trouble. You don't get to pick who asks you questions. You can if you go on talk shows and things like that, but the normal day-to-day, and by the way, you should go on talk shows where they push you too, but the normal day-to-day, that needs to be a cross-section of media, not the White House picking who's most favorable to them. All right, right. Give Duke a treat. Thank you so much. we'll reach out again.
All right.
Rochelle Olson, columnist, Star Tribune. What is your one-word reaction to the governor of the state, Tim Walz, looking at an open Senate seat and saying, nah, I'm not running for it? What is your one-word reaction to that? 651-461-9226. Your Linda's Construction time check. 12:55, time to get 10% off your insulation project through the end of February. Chris Finch, Wolves head coach, with us early next hour. Your one-word reaction to Tim Walz saying, nope, I'm not running for the Senate seat. In this case, his spokesman saying it. Unwinnable, downtrodden, whew. Great, yikes, logical, and I think that's a good one, Dave, right? Because what happens next? 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan is how convinced that Tim Walz is running for re-election?
7.6.
I am 8.8.
Ooh.
I'm reasonably confident he's going to do it. Beaten. Smart, sensible, unsurprising, broke the rules and said he's a great governor. One word about Walz, meh, hooray, yay, yippee, expected, worthless.
Call her off there.
All sorts of comments on the governor. Be nice if the governor answers some of these questions publicly. How about we try again to have the governor on the show?
We can give it a shot. Call her off air actually had the same word that I did, Flanagan.
He was afraid of Flanagan, is that it?
Not necessarily afraid, in my view, just she beat him to the punch.
News next.